The GLASS report is based on data from 74 developing countries and from 24 bilateral and multilateral agencies that provide the bulk of official development assistance funds. It says that a number of countries report that they don't have sufficient staff to operate and maintain sanitation and drinking water infrastructure. Maria Neira of the World Health Organization stresses the need to invest in safe drinking water, sanitation and hygiene to save people's lives.
Every year there are 2 million deaths caused by diarrheal diseases associated with this lack of unsafe water, sanitation, hygiene related. Those 2 million deaths occurring annually can be prevented. If we continue with this trend of investments, if we modify and target a little bit better those investments with the results we are obtaining from GLASS, I think we can obtain very good results for health and, again, tackling those primary pillars for the good health for people which are related to access to safe water and sanitation.
In some developing countries, such as sub-Saharan Africa, progress has been made in providing safe drinking water to people. Lucia Henry is with the Pan-African Intergovernmental Agency, Water and Sanitation for Africa.
In sub-Saharan Africa, we have made progress, and 33 million persons have gained access to drinking water, which is about 4% of the total population, and 17 million for sanitation, access to improved sanitation. And now, the recent improvements in the capacity of governments to deliver WASH services through the coordination, planning and implementation mechanisms have been attributed to this success.
However, according to Michel Jarreau, chairman of UN Water and Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, not everyone is benefiting from the improvement in access to safe drinking water.
Although it may be only 800 million people do not have access to improved water access, probably it's still in billions, the number of people who don't have access to safe drinking water. So it is something that we need to keep in mind. We should not relax our efforts. And moreover, the Millennium Development Goal target for sanitation is not on track. And currently there are probably over 2.5 billion people with no access to improved sanitation.
The provision of water, sanitation and hygiene is also seen as a human rights issue, says Madoka Saji from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
From a human rights point of view, we are not only interested in outcomes, but we are also concerned about what steps the government is taking to make sure that human rights can be realized, whether the rights are monitored or whether accountability mechanisms are in place. Just to give you an example, from the new GLASS report, an important first step for the rights to water and sanitation to be respected, protected, and fulfilled is that these rights are recognized in national legislation.
The UN report says achieving the targets related to universal access to drinking water and sanitation will require concerted efforts and the allocation of vast resources. Derek Mbata, United Nations.